1. My childhood is a stain of sunlight, filtering through the summer trees as my brothers and I ride bikes around the block. My childhood is a stain of sunlight, bleeding across the winter snow, blinding and bright as my toes go cold in my boots, and my mother sits me by the radiator, my feet in a tub of warm water, as she rubs warmth back into my hands. My mother did her best. It was enough. To sit with her in the garden, it was enough to stand with her in the kitchen, making Play-Doh in a blue plastic bowl I could barely see over the counter. And I do not go blank when I hear shouting, and I don't spend an hour every week in therapy asking if I deserved it. And my throat didn't close up while he pounded on the door, and I never thought that I was stupid, that I was crazy, and I never stared at the bathtub imagining my own funeral. Did you know? Your great-grandmother. She died in a bathtub, too. I know how to ride a bike, and my hands and feet stay warm, and I remember the smell of the Play-Doh, and I remember the sound of her laugh, and I never doubt the truth of my memory. In the garden, when I sat with her, we unearthed a nest of spiders. Pale and sudden, they swarmed towards me. My mother took a stone and drove them back into the dirt before they reached my knobby knees. My mother did her best, and sometimes it was enough. 2. I can walk as far as I want to and walk again the next day, unslowed by pain. When you were 12, you thought it was shin splints. I don't have bruises that I can't place. The purple on the inner thigh doesn't fit your hand. My head doesn't thrum with tender pressure. Why do you never remember to call the rheumatologist? From light, from sound, from smell, how did you ever think that this was normal? And I don't fear pain from intimate touch. No one will take your hand if you never hold it out. How could I? How could you? In a body I'm so at home in a body you're so desperate to deny. 3. We're sitting in the kitchen. I'm 14 years old, and my mother asks me if I'm gay. And I say, no, I'm not. No, I'm not 16 years old, sitting in a chorus room packed with teenage bodies, the window fogged with rain. No, I'm not sitting in the alto section next to her. No, I'm not watching the way the collar of her sweater kisses her neck. No, I'm not looking down at her, watching her eyelashes brush the lenses of her glasses every time she blinks. No, I'm not imagining what it would feel like for her to rest her head on my chest, her eyelashes brushing my skin. No, I'm not struggling to breathe when she looks up and catches me staring, and no, her eyes aren't so sweet I could drown in them, and no, she's not asking me what's wrong, and no, I'm not laughing her off, and no, I'm not teasing her for her long, long eyelashes, and no, her laugh doesn't make me feel like I can breathe again, and no, when she starts singing, no, I'm not watching her mouth, no, I'm not imagining, no, her kissing me, no, how sweet her lips would be, no, with her vanilla chapstick, no, and her careful hands, no, tangled in my hair, no, no, I'm not sitting in the kitchen. I'm 14 years old, and my mother asks me if I like girls. No, I don't know. No.